This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are going to, now we're going to go where we like to go on Tuesday. We like to go and we like to talk combat pistol craft, or just really combat craft altogether here lately is the way it's been going. And we do that with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How you doing?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I'm good. How is the rehab going? Let's make sure we touch on that.
Extremely well. I had my first outing, so to speak, my first training gig this past weekend.
Uh-huh.
And it went exceptionally well. I figured that, you know, I'd be able to suck it up and drive on 2 days in a row, and I did, and I thought I would pay the price. But I feel great.
Good deal. And mobility?
Great. No worries. I was able to do any broad-spectrum work-related task I needed to. It worked out really well. I was very pleased.
I saw one of your, I don't remember which video it was, but like you were facing the camera, then you spun to you spun 180 degrees to face the target and engage the target. Are you doing any of that yet?
No.
Okay.
I'm not doing any aggressive, other than movement, basic, you know, forward, kind of lateral, rearward movement is fine, but I cannot do any aggressive pivoting action.
Gotcha.
That's the, that just basically hurts when I do that. You know the deal. If it hurts when you do that,
don't do that.
Yep.
I used to, that was on Hee Haw. I know you've seen that. If it hurts when you do that, don't do that. So let's talk a little bit about this. I know a lot of people. I got a call the other day asking me to recommend plate carriers.
Okay.
And my first thought was that if you need to know what is a good plate carrier, you probably don't need a plate carrier. Would you agree with that?
Well, I see your logic, but it's self-limiting. The fact of the matter is there are so many manufacturers out there turning out good gear, it's hard to keep up with all of them.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? I don't consider myself a gear guy.
Right.
Now, I can look at a piece of gear and tell you whether it's going to work well for you or not. I got that going on, but I don't keep, you know, a Rolodex of manufacturers in my mind's eye to refer to. And, I mean, there's even times where, you know, if I'm interested in a new piece of kit, you know, I'll contact friends of mine and say, hey, dude, what's the latest and greatest, you know, in respect to whatever I'm looking for.
Now, when you did you got out of the service in, what, 2003? Is that right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So what were they issuing to you in those days? Because when I was in, the height of technology was the LBE. I guess we were just really fast in the 80s. We just dodged bullets back in the 80s. So what were they issuing in 2003?
you got to remember, bro, well, a lot of spear gear was, you know, the cold weather stuff. As far as, like, LBE kit and equipment and stuff like that, it was very eclectic, man. We were pretty much allowed to put together our own gear. We didn't have the universal, regular Army dress right dress type inspections,
right,
where everybody had to be, you know, uniform across the board. I was lucky enough to escape that environment very early on in my career. But when I was in the regular Army in the 7th Infantry Division, Light Infantry Division in Fort Ord, California, you know, we had your classic LBE stuff, you know, dress right dress. Everything had to be, you know, everybody had to mirror one another except, you know, for the size and fit on your body. Your kit and equipment location was the pretty much exactly the same for everybody. It was kind of ridiculous.
Right. So I guess the question becomes, like with me, I never wore one, right? I see the utility of a chest rig.
Okay.
I see the utility of a chest rig. And I, you know, I see by extension how I plate carry work. I've got two of them right here behind me, right? I got two of them with rifle plates in them. So I've set them up and I've worn them and I've trained a little bit with them. I haven't trained a lot with them. I certainly haven't existed in them like some people have to do nowadays.
Right. Okay.
The question becomes, if it, for people that don't even do what I do and haven't done what I've done.
Right.
Like I used to, we used to do this forced road march back from Grafenwehr, Germany, from there to Bamberg, Germany.
Okay.
That was 135 miles in 3 days.
Right.
I mean, we were running. We weren't road marching. And right. I could do that back then. I could do that back then. But for people that have never done that, getting out there and slapping something on, and then they probably get out there and put, you know, 10 magazines on it or whatever, and a water bladder. I tried that one time when Gene Higdon sent me a bunch of stuff. And when I put all of that on, I had trouble remaining upright. I had so much stuff
absolutely.
On. So where is that line of demarcation for somebody that might be the casual carrier who just is looking as a self-defense thing versus somebody like you or me? When I go out and do things, I carry a kit with me. I carry the kit that I could run.
But see, the balance of kit and equipment is very simple, man. The balance of kit and equipment should be based on how physically fit are you.
Right.
Because you can, I mean, it's always better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. And you can strip gear, you know, very easily. But how much kit and equipment can you fire and maneuver with? You know, what is the balance of your physical conditioning balanced against the amount of gear you think you need and the reality of the gear that you can wear based on the amount of additional weight that you can function by maneuver.
Hang on right there. Coming up on the break, we'll pick this up on the other side. And you can find Dave now that he's – now the website might become more of a really work in progress. Find him at combatspeed.com, on Facebook at Dave Harrington. And every Tuesday he gives me enough time to bend his ear here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Meister.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We're talking about kit and selection of kit and all the other stuff. And if somebody does go out and buy something, like when I started getting chest rigs, I started going out, and when I would go shoot, I would wear the chest rig. And I'd wear the chest rig running around the house and some other stuff just to get used to actually feeling it, because I never had worn anything like that before.
Right.
Certainly never trained with anything like that. The problem with those things as I see them is the same problem I had with the LBE, is when they want, you know, they want you to get in the prone. Everybody puts their magazines right on the front of it, where those are pressing on you when you get in the prone.
Right, correct. And you don't have, you have at best limited access to them.
Now, for anybody out there that isn't, that hasn't ever considered this, tell them how important it is in a shots exchanged gunfight for somebody to be able to get in the prone.
Well, that's a double-edged sword, bro. Generally, regardless of your physical condition, nobody has a problem getting into the prone when bullets start flying.
Right.
Two, it's probably certainly the worst position you could assume, because you, and I take it we're talking about classic prone, right? Head towards
right.
the enemy.
Right, right.
Yeah. On your belly, head towards the enemy.
Yeah.
Total loss of mobility, and now your brain bucket is a target, the primary target. You know what I mean? And I don't have to be concerned about hitting you with direct fire. If you're in the prone, what I'm going to do instead of trying to hit you directly is I'm just going to spray the ground in front of you and let the ricochets do the work.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
But the prone is, for a lot of reasons, the worst body position you could possibly get into. It's very limiting, limited mobility. But, you know, if the only cover that you have requires you to work from that position, you better be able to work from that position at least the best you possibly can. But, you know, multitasking and looking for your next body position, a more
right.
tenable position.
So with your stuff, when you set it up, do you like run a slick plate carrier?
I do, as a matter of fact, yes. I use a Velocity Systems. This was a long time ago, back in the day. Velocity Systems did a special run of a concealment carrier that is made out of very thin nylon.
Right.
And it's just basically a couple of, it's a skeletal type carrier.
Lightweight, yeah.
Super lightweight, dude. As a matter of fact, with a set of plates on in it, and like with a t-shirt and a regular shirt on, it's hard to tell that you're even armored up. And I liked it for that reason. Now, the one thing I do is I have different chest rigs, you know, set up for different reasons, different guns. But that's all I wear under my chest rig. I give up the second layer, so to speak, of level 2 or level 3 armor. Because I'm just wearing the plates. Get it?
Right, yeah.
So I don't have my decision point is the trade-off in bulk and weight of the level three portion of, say, a, you know, piece of body armor that you add plates to, that's very restrictive, it's too hot, I'll take my chances.
Right.
Granted, I am wearing level four plates front and back to ensure that my torso hopefully is not penetrated, but I'm still going to receive some form of injury from spalling, stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Are you running ceramic or steel?
They're ceramic plates.
Yeah. So yeah, you still
super lightweight.
Do you still have to worry about spall with ceramics?
Dude, you have to worry about spalling, period, bro.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I've never worn the things.
There's going to be a certain amount of back face deformation and whatnot.
Right.
But the projectile's coming apart and the pieces got to go somewhere.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying there's not enough. This carrier is so thin, there is no material to trap secondary projectiles. You see what I'm saying?
So
that would have to be a function of my chest rig or clothing.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah, I see what you're saying now. When we get back, I want to talk about your preference between, we only got about a minute here, but I want to talk about your preference between ceramic and steel and why. I have my own ideas about them. I'd like to see what yours are, and then talk about a couple of other things about kit, and especially belts. I got a belt the other day that I'm thinking really seriously of replacing my chest rig with this belt.
Okay.
What's your opinion of that as well? And for those of you that are interested in what Dave does, on Dave's Facebook page, Dave regularly, I haven't looked in the last day or so, but Dave has been given, he's been given good updates on his recovery with his operation. He's been, he plays some very mean licks on his guitar. And you can just get a general update as to what somebody like him does when he's out there rehabilitating. It is not a, he's not a stationary person. And he's training again. He did a gig the other day. Check out combatspeed.com. Who knows? He might be in your vicinity soon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate in session on Tuesday. One of the things being bantered about on the floor is a new coronavirus stimulus plan. Brian Deese is a White House director of the National Economic Council. He tells CNBC the plan put forth by the Biden administration is needed to jumpstart the economy.
You know, we think that this is a sensible approach and calibrated to the moment that we are in right now, where the risk of not acting, the risk of inaction at this precarious moment in the economy really outweighs the risk of sitting back and waiting and seeing as the virus accelerates and as the economy moves downward.
Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar of Texas says all customs and border protection construction on the U.S.-Mexico border wall will stop by the end of Tuesday. This complies with Biden's executive order that was issued last week. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is touting new executive orders aimed at promoting racial justice and equality.
It focuses on the full range of communities who have been long underserved and overlooked. People of color, Americans with disabilities, LGBTQ Americans, religious minorities.
Biden hosting a White House event saying systematic racism has plagued the United States for far too long. He argued that the ground is shifting. An arrest is made in Indianapolis following the murder of six people.
More on Sunday's horrific killing in Indianapolis, Indiana. A teenager whose dad just yelled at him for leaving the house without permission turned a gun on his family, killing five relatives. The alleged killer, who has not been named by authorities because of his age, was arrested Monday after cops tracked him down to the suburb of Plainfield, Indiana. His younger brother lived to tell authorities what happened. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and we there's two things I want to ask you in this. First of all, when you're talking about plates, there's steel that has a ball coating on it, which I think is probably good for two rounds. And then there's ceramic plates. Do you have a preference over those? Do you think one is actually better than the other? I mean, I have steel plates. I don't have them because I necessarily wanted them, right? Cool. I used to have AR-500 Armor used to sponsor the show, so I got some from them. They only weigh 6 pounds each, though. And they're rated to 308, so they're pretty decent plates. And I guess the beauty of them is that although they will deform, they're not going to get completely inoperable after three or four hits, is my understanding.
Well, that's true, but you're going to certainly be inoperable after three or four hits.
Very likely, yeah.
I prefer, it's real simple for me, I prefer steel plates over ceramic simply because they're more durable in respect to everyday being carried around, put in gear bags, put on, put off,
right,
thrown around. Whereas you got to kind of really take care, you know, look after ceramic plates. of course, them not to be cracked. You want them to maintain their bullet resistant capability.
Right.
But then again, it's kind of a hard choice because you come up against, you know, size and weight and mobility and all the other factors. You know, ounces are pounds and pounds are pain.
Right.
And it really boils down to certainly one of the heaviest points of interest is what can you afford? You know, a good set of ceramic plates will certainly cost considerably more than, you know, a like capability set of plates made out of steel.
So if you went with steel, do you think you're giving something up besides adding to weight, which slows down your, you're slowing down your mobility?
No, I don't think you're giving up anything, dude. I think you're gaining.
Okay.
I think you're gaining with just a lot less to be concerned about, worried about, you know?
Gotcha. Gotcha.
You know, if you're really splitting atoms over, you know, a couple of 2 or 3 pounds, maybe you need to work on your cardio.
Yeah.
Spend a little more time in the gym. You know, yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I get
a lot
that.
Of variables.
As far as the plate carrier is concerned, with a civilian who's not going to run around with one of these things on for months on end, in your opinion or in your experience, how durable is a plate carrier if you're not out there spent buying a Velocity Systems plate carrier or a Blue Force?
Oh, you mean like as far as the Cordura portion of the
yes, sir.
Carrier, any carrier that's made out of, you know, a good, you know, heavy Cordura, but more importantly than the actual material it's made of is the quality of the stitching.
Right.
That's where you should really hard look the product, any product, along these lines, make sure it's good quality stitching. But the carrier itself, a good quality carrier, you know, good Cordura, good quality stitching, good set of plates, that's going to last longer than you will.
Okay.
They don't get used up, so to speak, unless they do their job and they're damaged beyond saving.
Gotcha. So with as far as the design, like the one I have is an AR-500 armor one. It has the one that I have all the plates in it and everything. It has a cummerbund on it, and it has some magazine pouches around the cummerbund on the sides and a couple of magazine pouches on the front and everything. I need to make that slick. I could do that easily, or I guess I could just leave it the way it is. We'll see. But the stitching seems pretty good, but I've never really run anything very expensive, so that's where my question comes on that one. But you know, it does have the lighter weight steel plates in it, and I can run around with that thing on. So you're saying that if I have solved the issue of weight, because my steel plates are like a third of the weight of their standard steel plate. They weigh like six pounds.
Right.
So if I have that, pretty decent system.
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. Fact of the matter is, I'm going to rewind a little bit. Earlier you said, you know, whereas a civilian may not be wearing, you know, this type of gear for months on end.
Right.
That yet remains to be seen, bro.
Yeah, well, we haven't.
It could be a very real possibility.
We haven't gotten to that necessity part yet, have we? If that were to come about.
Right, but that's why I'm bringing it up, because we're in the planning part. So make sure you go through your kit and equipment on three levels. One, usability, durability, and can you move with it on?
Yeah.
Can you maintain, have you selected the right gear and the right amount of gear that supports your physical conditioning and your physical ability to fire and maneuver?
Right.
And I would use that as a baseline formula to evaluate your kit and equipment and get it straightened out, get it prepared, be ready at all times.
Coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I want to talk about the very important part that most people don't do, and talk about that with you and see what your thoughts are on this, and what is the... Is there a simple way to do it, or have you just got to bite the bullet on it? Which is, when you're talking about testing it,
Yeah. The
only way to test it is to set it up and then go out there and run it and find out what works and doesn't work. And, I'd be interested to find out what your thoughts are on that as well. Now, sure. In the meantime, you're back teaching again, right? And they can go to...
I'm back to work, and I'm looking forward to, I'm absolutely confident now that I can begin to project work, because I am physically capable of following through.
There you go.
And supporting it.
So go to combatspeed.com. I'm sure there's going to be a schedule going up there shortly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salus, the militia line, Reformation, Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington. We've been talking about kit and setting up kit and everything. Now, in the military, is there a one-size-fits-all way to set up kit, or do they leave that pretty much to the troops to do that themselves?
Well, let me say this about that. The professional organization will allow the individual combat soldier to set up his personal kit and equipment in the best manner that supports his using it. Now, I know that's some pretty loose guidance, but the bottom line is nobody's going to crack the code on kit and equipment, and the one-size-fits-all dress-right-dress parade army action doesn't work for fighting.
No, and I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about, because like I used to hang out in the motor pool with some of my buddies, and that big old recovery vehicle that they'd have to run around in, which I think that was the M883.
Right.
They have to climb in and out of that, so I imagine they would set up. You know, back then, we all had one kit. And I imagine now they would probably have to do a little bit of modification here and there to be able to pop in and out and wear that. So I understand exactly what you're saying there. Mission specific, I get that part of it. When somebody does set one up, when somebody is setting one up, since most people out here are not going to be part of a recovery detail or anything else, and they're probably setting it up to fire and maneuver, what advice would you give them when setting it up? What are a couple things they need to pay attention to when setting it up?
Don't get distracted with all the bells and whistle stuff. If you were going to focus on fighting, then have gear that you can fight with. Now, that falls into a couple of different categories. One, you've got to know where you're at on the ground, period, at all times. So depending on the environment that you're going to be in, you need to have the navigation aids that is going to support that environment and help you keep oriented on the ground. You know what I mean?
Right.
Second priority goes to communication. One, who do you need to stay in common with? And how are you going to do that? And is it going to be like open comms, or are you going to be encrypted? Not to ignore hand and arm signals.
Right.
If you're not up to speed on basic hand and arm signals, you need to get there. And last but not least, what's more important? What are the three things that you need to have? Food, water, and ammo.
Right.
You know, I would have some kind of survival type. You know, one thing that I use is they're like, I think they're just called survival tabs. But they're a very high caloric, these tabs that you just, you know, pop in your mouth, dissolve
right.
the water.
Right.
But they're very high calorie. So you need to think in terms of, you know, maybe a handful of power bars or something to kind of keep your energy up if it gets protracted. Definitely water. You're going to be thirsty. And of course, ammunition. And as it relates to ammo, in respect to, you know, how much you can, I guess, safely carry, we can all, you know, throw a rucksack full of loaded mags on our back, but can you fire and maneuver with it?
Yeah.
So how much is enough without feeling like you don't have enough? Because at one point, whether you realize it or not, I think this is actually kind of a comical observation. There's a psychological comfort to carrying or, you know, knowing in your mind's eye that, okay, I have enough now.
Yep.
But what that turns into, you know, be careful. But in respect to, you know, the quantity of ammunition that you can feasibly carry on your body and still fire maneuver and function, and when I mean physically function, I'm talking about getting into and out of, you know, pretty much any physical position, because nobody really has a choice. Well, I guess in some respects you have a choice, but in respect to selecting, you know, cover, concealment, or, you know, concealment respectively, you have to fit behind it. You have to be able to hide behind it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So what is the size, shape, and material of that substance or that position afford you? You know, can you even, it may be an excellent piece of cover. Let's just say it's a mailbox, right? It may be an excellent piece of cover, but it has, you know, serious problems. You may not want to use it at all, based on its location or its orientation to the enemy. There's a lot of things that come into play, the problem, as far as your thought process in respect to, you know, selecting your fighting positions to move from one to the other, as
right.
well as, you know, make an advancement or a retrograde, whatever your action is required. But you better be able to move. Better be able to move quickly.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, you'll figure it out. If you're carrying too much gear, you'll solve that problem real quick.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? This is where it is better to do this kind of thing now than it is to wait till you hear noisy things happening that you've never heard before, pops and bangs and
oh my God,
booms.
Dude.
And
yeah, you should have a base. You should have a base kit and equipment set up ready to rock.
Ready to rock.
At a moment's notice.
Tested and ready to rock.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if the indicators present themselves, basically you go to your gear, which your gear pile, I should say. And I'm going to, well, let's just say you got it in a kit bag, right?
Right.
Well, the way you load your kit bag is as if each item, every time you reach into that bag, that next item on top will be the next item you put on.
Right.
For example, if your plate carrier is the first item you're going to put on, which is your first layer, then it should be on top of the pile in the bag.
Right, right.
You see
right.
what I mean?
I do, I do. We're about to run out of time, and I'm glad you got that out really quick.
You've got to be ready. There is no, the balloon's up. Let me get ready now. It doesn't work like that.
I know. I remember that first alert when I was in Europe. That, you know, I'm looking around. What should I do? Some sergeant looks at me and he goes, "React." So I learned. Anyway,
right.
Thank you very much for joining me tonight, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
We'll pick it up the next time and check out Dave at combatspeed.com. Check him out on Facebook, Dave Harrington on Facebook. Wealth of information is there. All you have to go do is mine it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.